Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
This is Steve Downes, the voice of Master Chief, and you're listening to Podcast Unlocked, the world's number one Xbox podcast. Now, finish this fight.
Podcast Unlocked.
What's happening, everybody? Podcast Unlocked. See that, Destin? Right into it.
Yeah.
Just like flip it on like a switch.
You did it.
It's the world's number one Xbox podcast, episode number 181. That's a
palindrome. Ba-ba-ba-ba. World star.
Got you guys trained so well.
I know.
February 4th, 2015. Happy birthday to my cousin Doug. What's up? You're not listening, but cool.
Hey, is it Doug Flutie?
No.
Super Bowl champion Doug Flutie?
Is he Doug Benson, comedian?
Also,
Doug Funny, the hero of the show, Doug.
Damn it.
Doug Benson's hilarious, though. Anyway.
Doug Lombardi. Falco Lombardi. Get us through this. Chewie, get us out of here.
What do we do? Anyway, it's Xbox podcast time for another week. My name's Ryan McCaffrey. That's Destin Legarry.
Hi, everybody.
We're sporting the N7 today, I see.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, I got
hopefully some Mass Effect news actually comes out soon.
I'm rocking Aperture Science, Mitch Dyer. Repping...
Halo 4.
Marty Sleva repping
like
Marty Sleva.
dressing like a big San Francisco doofus.
So here we are post-Super Bowl, which, Microsoft, Xbox, big sponsor of the NFL, the official console of the NFL. That means we're going to get some crazy Xbox ad about the $349 promotion, about whatever
anything.
Big new game, anything. What? Did I miss it?
Well, like you have down here, they did mention an Xbox during the hot and steamy 50 Shades of Grey trailer.
Wait, in the trailer they talk about an Xbox?
There's a name
trailer on Xbox.
Yeah. What's he talking about? Like his playroom?
Yeah,
right?
She's like, oh, like Xbox?
Sex dungeon?
He's like, no, like my whips and chains.
like bondage.
That movie looks like trash, but that's actually a really funny line.
It was good.
Real story, though, I'm super excited to see that movie.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
I mean, I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right,
Mitch, I'm a cinephile.
There's
a cinephile, S-I-N-ophile.
Oh, nice.
I just want to push the microphone over, but I shouldn't.
Throw it away.
We need that.
You see, that movie's got 20 minutes of steamy sex scenes.
One fifth of it.
That's not as much as the Witcher 3 has. 16 hours.
Well, let's develop an emotional connection with somebody.
16 hours of bone cap.
I'm reeling it in. No Xbox ad, but no PlayStation ads either. I thought that was very strange. Mobile ads coming out of our asses Super Bowl.
Did they advertise Kate Upton?
Yes.
Yep.
Game
Many
of War.
Times. War Goddess, idiot.
But then
game.
It was so trumped by the Liam Neeson Clash of Clans
that
ad,
was good.
Which was just gold. Spoofing on Taken.
I just read an article which just blew my mind. And it
IGN.com.
Marty.gov. and that it's for $700,000 less than the price of a 30-second Super Bowl spot.
What?
You could literally buy every ad on the internet for 4 hours. You can literally, for 4 hours, you can own the internet.
So wait, for less than the $4.1 million? $4 million?
They did the math across, and it was something like you'd have 2 billion single ads across the internet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why doesn't anyone do that? Imagine if there was like some weird like J.J. Abrams-esque magic box thing that like a movie no one knew about.
Yeah.
And then they just reveal it via, hey, it's all over every website for 4 hours. Man.
Do you ever read the book? Did that come out?
I saw it. Yeah. I never read it.
No.
So did you guys watch
the Super Bowl?
No.
I watched it at a bar.
Yes.
Yes, I watched it.
Wait, no, I marathoned.
Plug in to culture, gentlemen.
No, it's catching up on culture with Mad Men Season 6, which I marathoned.
Watch them move the football. It's going to move. Watch it.
No, man, the Dota Asia Championships are going on. What do you want?
Shut up! Oh my God, this is an arena.
So Marty, what was your favorite commercial out of the lot?
The one that made me laugh the most was that horrible one about this is what his life would have been, but he died.
The dead nationwide kid.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I saw the memes from that one.
Wow.
I saw that meme was like, X, comma, but then I died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole commercial was like, I would have been a doctor, but I died.
Was that Coke's new commercial?
It was an insurance company.
Coca-Cola.
Insurance company.
Drink Coke, don't die.
The Coke commercial was hilarious because it was...
Make it happy.
Coca-Cola, some dude spills Coke on the internet. The internet. In a server for... And suddenly the internet turns into a happy place where there are no trolls and there's nothing bad.
That's really nice.
That sounds great.
Have we tried? Just go ahead and spill some Coke on the internet. Yeah. And what's the worst that could happen? Maybe Pornhub goes down for a couple hours.
No!
But
give it
a try.
More pent up aggression spread if that happened.
It's worth a risk. I'm willing to take a chance if it could actually rid the internet of horrible things.
The line was like, no one likes you, and it changes to there's no one like you.
Yeah.
Boom.
I think my favorite commercial was the Budweiser one, where a dog runs away from home and befriends horses, and the horses protect him from a wolf.
He doesn't really run away.
And then at the end, it just says Budweiser.
So that's a children's book. Minus the beer.
I was super enthralled by what was going on. I'm like, why are these horses protecting this dog
it's
against
the
this wolf? And then it just is like, Budweiser. I'm like, okay, whatever. If you drink enough, horses will protect you against the wolf natures.
I love the one, Marty, did you see the Nissan commercial with the dad who's the race car driver?
Oh, yeah.
So he's racing souped up GTRs, which are from last year, 2014, and he has a newborn son, and his wife's like, I don't want you to race anymore because it's dangerous, and what if you die and our son won't have a father? Fast forward as he grows up, 16 years, he gets his first car. Yeah. It's a 2015 Nissan Maxima. Yeah. Wait. This boy just aged 16 years in one Nissan model year. What's happening? I don't understand.
Well, it's a classic by then, right? Yeah.
There was a logic hole here where dad should have been racing 1984 Nissan Zs in the streets.
That was
somewhere.
Where they were playing the Cats in the Cradle and the Seals. Boom.
Yeah. Oh, so, man.
I wrote it.
No.
There's so many weird commercials this year. Good movies. No good
Fast,
movie commercials.
Come on, Fast
the Fast 7 one was decent.
The car jumping through the
I was
the CG car and the CG Deadpool Walker.
Maybe they did it for real.
Yeah, I still think Jurassic World.
No, it's his brothers.
I don't know.
I'm optimistic still.
I like the trailer, but I just can't shake that. I hope it's not a complete just beat for beat remake of the first film.
Pretty much. I'm hoping that's almost what their marketing scheme is to sort of trick people.
Right,
like,
they
have everyone go
right
in thinking it's one thing and then have it be like, oh no, this is literally the first 30 minutes of the movie.
Right.
And then the rest of the movie is something way different.
Have they maintained the mystery about what the monster is yet?
They showed it in the trailer, right? It was just a big dinosaur. Yeah. It's genetically engineered.
Wait, which movie are you
talking about? Jurassic World.
Oh,
Fast 7.
I was like, Fast 7 gets weird.
Would you really put it past... I mean, if the Furious movies have entered... If you read the sports guy on Grantland, Bill Simmons, he has a thing called the Tyson Zone, where if someone does so many crazy weird things like Mike Tyson, where literally any story you hear about that person, you believe.
Yeah.
Because they're just... the Furious movies have entered the Tyson Zone of filmmaking, where would you really put anything past...
In Fast 7, a dinosaur shows up.
Oh, Paul Walker's dead, but he stars in this movie. Whatever.
That
totally makes sense.
That was a Twilight Zone.
Yeah. I got that reference.
Yeah.
I wonder how easy it's going to be to tell that it's one of his brothers and not actually Paul Walker in Furious 7.
I am going to be blackout drunk when I see it, so they'll pull a fast one on me.
You'll
be furiously drunk. I was bummed there wasn't a Batman Superman trailer. I thought there was.
Yeah, the internet started
a
horrible rumor that there was going to be a trailer for that.
Yeah,
but I thought
does that.
There'll be one. Away. Yeah, there'll be one on next year's Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's one we can definitely expect.
That's when the Warner Bros.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, we good game. It. Interesting commercials. A lot of sadness.
A lot of sadness.
No
yeah.
Xbox whatsoever. No PlayStation whatsoever for that matter either.
Yeah.
So
I watched all the commercials on IGN.
That was a good place to do it. Just get caught up. We had a whole wrap up article. And then you had the Dodge hitting up that, skipping that 18 to 34 demo, going for that coveted 94 to deceased demo with all the centennials.
Yeah, yeah.
That were just like, you should live now while you still can before you're old and dead.
Yeah, that was weird.
Okay, I guess
I'll you're old and dead.
I guess I'll buy a Challenger.
Sure, yeah. Just please get off my screen. I'll buy whatever you want.
That's the thing is you generally can't afford awesome cars that you want until you're that age. Yeah. Maybe not quite that age, but
we should spoof that commercial here.
We
about
should,
video
actually,
games.
It's pretty good. Actually.
File that idea away. Take it to Brian Altano as soon as this podcast is over. All right. So that was Super Bowl. We won't bore you with anymore because this is an Xbox
podcast.
So
the next Super Bowl just going to be Super Bowl L?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's rad.
Roman numerals,
like
baby.
Super Bowl. I bet they'll call it Super Bowl 50. That's my prediction.
It'll be 5 X's.
They've stuck with Roman numerals this long, though. I mean, we had like Super Bowl XXXVII 12. So.
Because didn't they called the 25th Madden, Madden 25?
Yes. They did.
They skipped a year.
They also don't use Roman numerals.
John Madden don't take no Romans in his house. He's afraid of planes. Of course he's not going to use anything Roman.
It's true.
Can't drive to Rome. You silly.
They don't. Gas stations don't put their gas prices in Roman numerals, do they? No, sir. This is America. Anyway.
Everything's dumb.
Correct.
Predictions.
About what, Ryan?
So we were reminded by very kind listener Shane Bailey that we did predictions for 2014 around this time last year.
I forgot all about that.
Maybe slightly earlier because it's already February, but whatever.
Yeah.
So he actually was nice enough. Look at this. He whipped up a PDF.
Shane.
Oh, wow.
All nice.
Shane's going places.
I thought that was your show notes. I was like, wow, Ryan's stepping up his game.
Shane Bailey. Not at all. Shane Bailey stepped up his game.
Hello, ladies. Got a nice little PDF here.
That's right. So let's go over the results of our predictions from last year.
What dumb garbage did I say about myself and the future of video games?
We'll make our predictions for 2015, even though there's only 11 months to go.
Sure.
So first up, Mitch totaled a half point.
Okay.
Congrats.
Failed on his Halo 5 will have elements of Always Online. Really, that's... Oh, 0 points for now. Okay.
Yeah, TBD. That could still happen, but that was not true for 2014.
Right. So you get 0 points for 2014. You get a bonus point for 2015 if that happens.
I maintain that will have still
Microsoft
happen.
Will announce an Xbox One exclusive MOBA. Well, that's sort of... he gives you 0 points, but Smite kind of...
It's a console exclusive.
I'm going to give you a half point for that. I'm going to retroactively adjust that score.
Boom.
And number three, you did get a half point for Microsoft will stop releasing numbered sequels and instead jump on the subtitle bandwagon like Sony has for Killzone and Infamous. Halo, we've got Guardians, Dance Central Spotlight, Crackdown. So he gives you a half a point for that.
Acceptable. And
therefore, totaling one point for Mitch.
I'll take it.
Destin gets a point for Killer Instinct will receive season 2. And a launch with 2 characters, that absolutely happened.
That's because he had insider knowledge. That was collusion.
No. Insider trading?
Yeah. You're like the Martha Stewart of podcasts.
You're going to jail. Make me a pillow while you're in jail.
Yeah, crochet.
Gears of War will be teased at E3 2014.
No.
Nope, didn't happen. It'll happen this year, don't worry.
Yeah.
And number three, Microsoft will release an overhaul of the UI. New dashboard didn't happen this year.
Still want that to happen.
Yep.
That'll happen this year with the Windows 10 stuff we talked about last week. So 1 point for Destin, currently tied with Mitch for the winner of absolutely nothing. We got to bet some burgers on it this time, right? We'll get there.
Wait a minute, what happened to another burger bet?
What?
The other bet.
There are many developing bets.
Too many bets.
Wasn't the last one
In-N-Out.
We need a wiki for this.
Oh my God.
I think we have one, not a joke.
Sponsored by In-N-Out?
It should be. All right, Marty, Halo 5 will not release in 2014. Boom.
Nailed it.
One point.
That was an easy one.
Yeah.
That was a dumb prediction.
Number two, Summer of Arcade will live on in spirit with 4 really rad digital games arriving over the summer.
No, sir.
Wishful thinking. I wish you'd been right on that one. Didn't happen. And Microsoft will announce a new Banjo-Kazooie in 2014. No, and you are crying a solitary tear here, according to...
I can sense Marty's 2015 predictions coming up.
Just wildly similar.
I get half a point for Titanfall will spike Xbox One system sales and remain in the top 10 NPD for 6 months. The latter didn't happen, the former did. We did get a little surge. So I got a half point there. Xbox One version of Minecraft will be the highest selling first party game on the console. See, I might get that bonus point this year.
You just wait.
Yeah, just wait on that one. Number three, Elder Scrolls Online will be a much bigger deal on Xbox One than people expect. It didn't come out last year. Again, that could
Let's wait.
Yeah, I might have a couple bonus points coming my way, but only a half point for 2014.
I still maintain that Elder Scrolls thing is extremely optimistic.
They're going... They're dropping the subscription.
Yeah,
you just have to buy the game now.
Yeah,
just a video.
You buy it, you
$60 forever, just like every other video game. Or Destiny. So that puts Mitch and Destin as our co-winners for 2014.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, didn't I have one?
You got a half point, right?
Oh, I did it, guys. Congrats.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Sorry, Marty.
Suck it.
Now, 2015, where the real men are made and boys are, I don't know.
Boys to Men, the
Boys to
BBC,
baby.
Okay.
Comes to whatever. 2015. That's this
I'm going to look over to the shark on the left. Marty gets that reference because he actually watched the Super Bowl.
Woo!
That's right,
son.
See
that thing, how that guy was on Tinder, like, macking on a girl beforehand?
Really?
And one of his messages was like, hey, I'm gonna be in the Super Bowl halftime show. She's like, where are you going to be? She's like, I'm a shark. You'll know. And I'm like, whoa!
That guy was ahead of the curve.
Gotta figure he probably got laid that night.
He probably did.
Probably did.
Finally. We watched the Super Bowl and was like, I saw.
Just with the shark costume on, just cut a hole out in the groin area.
Well, yeah. Do sharks have
shark
brains?
It up.
Shark it up.
She got finned. I don't know.
I didn't watch that anime.
That's not how fish mate, Ryan.
These fish sticks.
I literally don't know how fish mate. I just come to realize.
I super don't know how fish mate. Barely. I have like a passing knowledge of how.
Oh, you'll have to Google it.
I can't even visualize it.
It's not like humans. Just so you know.
Just picturing just two fish rubbing up against each other. All right, I'm going to go to Marty first. Yeah. 2015, Marty, give me a prediction. What do you think is going to happen? We'll go around the room three times.
Number one, this is something we've talked about, but I really think at E3, a Gears of War HD collection, not HD, but
Xbox
One collection will be announced.
Marcus
Phoenix collection, if you will.
So in other words, no judgment, just like we omitted ODST.
I would like a judgment, because I like judgment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mitch loves it.
But I think it'll be the three core games.
Yep.
I think it'll be out by the end of the year. You know, I think they'll also tease. You know, it'll be like what happened with at E3 this year with Master Chief and Halo.
You'll get a beta ticket for Gears of War next.
Yep.
Could happen. Cool. I like that. I'll go over throwing a curveball. Destin, caught you off guard.
Okay. Well, this one's kind of weak, but I'll go with it anyway. I think Microsoft's going
to... What's what you bring to the show, Destin?
Well, I think Microsoft's going to have a big IP that they're ready to announce. It's going to be exclusive to them. They really need that, and I think they're going to bring it this year.
Like a new IP, a new
just
franchise.
Totally new IP, like a new franchise, and we're all going
to
want to play it.
New AAA IP.
I think it's really
going to
pique our interest. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. New AAA IP announced this year at E3. All right. I like that. Mitch?
I'm on the same boat with Marty, and I suspect you, in that I think 2015 is going to be a very nostalgic year for Xbox. I think that we will absolutely see the Gears of War HD collection with, you know, Gears 1 to 3. I think there's no doubt in my mind we'll see a Battletoads game this year. I really think Viva Pinata is
You're stealing
is
all
back.
Of ours right now.
I know.
I
think Microsoft's going to lean on that really hard.
Like Viva Pinata?
Viva Pinata HD collection, you mean?
No, no, no.
Not like a Viva Pinata 3.
Were you not here for that episode?
So.
Where Microsoft is bringing back a beloved strategy franchise.
Oh, okay, that news.
And Mitch's bold theory, which I am on board with.
I think it's Viva Pinata.
I'd totally be behind that.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be HD remakes. I don't know if it'll be a new one. I think it'll probably be a new one.
All right, so you will get a point this time next year.
You're going to have one third of a point.
Yeah.
Well, that was you're stealing my thunder, my friend. But that's all right.
You got a more specific thing there.
So I say just based off, you know, Phil Spencer's t-shirts always come true. So I say Battlefield will be announced, and it'll be a $20 digital title. And I'm adding that Battletoads. What did I say?
Battlefield.
Battlefield will also be announced. Battletoads, $20 digital title. It's going to get announced this year. And I, as a side note, I predict it will have absolutely stunning art that makes us all love Rare again.
It'll make three people in this room love Rare again. One person will not be happy.
I've given up.
I love that.
What if that game comes out and I just love it?
And it's nice.
I just love it. Then it's just charming as all heck.
We'll save this and then you can eat it on the air.
I will.
You can eat it. You can actually crumple it up, shove it in your mouth, chew it, and swallow.
I will eat this piece of paper if Battletoads comes out and I enjoy it.
I'm sure the toner is non-toxic. I would be reasonably
true.
Not confident
as
about
it's
that.
Just made of like peyote, and I go on a vision quest one year from now.
We find you in the middle of the desert, just with all the answers to life.
What if Battletoads comes out and you can unlock Banjo-Kazooie?
I don't want that. That's like Conker never came to Spark.
Never came to Spark.
I was just about to say when Conker came to Spark.
Totally not.
Nope. That actually happened.
All right. This is going to be like a fantasy draft. Snake Order is coming back right back to me. Second prediction for 2015. There will be, I've said this before, but I'm going on record. There will be another Halo 5 beta before release, and it will include vehicles and larger scale gameplay, meaning more than 4-on-4, more than 8 players.
So I agreed with you at one point on this. Yep. Like, I thought there was no way they would come out without another beta, but I sort of believe Josh Holmes when he says they're not going to do it.
I 100% do not believe him.
Okay.
In any way, shape, or form whatsoever.
I also think that they had such a specific goal with the arena beta. Was that what they called it? Like the arena?
Yes,
combat.
Arena multiplayer beta.
They had such a specific goal with that that hopefully there are lots of changes made, hopefully lots of improvements, but I feel like they know what they're doing with vehicle combat. They know how to handle big team battles and large scale Slayer.
Here's my argument for this. They're fair or not, because one of them was a beta, a real beta. They're 0-2 on Xbox One. Master Chief Collection, multiplayer's not working, still not working great on Xbox One. Halo 5 beta had some matchmaking issues as well. They are, I think, just painted into a corner at this point, which they've done them to themselves, really. I mean, there's no...
Sure.
And I just think there can be no... If Halo 5 ships and there are any issues with it whatsoever, the entire franchise, which is biggest thing in Microsoft's arsenal, is completely in jeopardy. So I think they have to stress test it. Even if it's a long weekend where they say, hey, everybody with Xbox Live Gold, download this beta for the weekend. Maybe it's going to be like over Labor Day weekend, something like that. Come play all the vehicles. We got, big team battle stuff. And it's just 3 or 4 days just so they can see, okay, they can get some data and see if it's going to hold up. I just think they have no room for error. It has to work when it ships. And Xbox One has been problematic for them so far on the online side, and they've got to make sure it's right.
I think best case scenario, it's a 3 to 4 day thing, like you said, but it's closed. It's not for Xbox Live Gold. It's not for Master Chief Collection people.
You need a,
like
you
they
need
release
a,
it internally or something.
With like limited
family
release.
And friends
because
sort
if
of
you
thing.
Open it up to that kind of scale, then they're inviting disaster because they are potentially putting their servers out. Such a load on them that it shuts down and breaks, and then people don't care. It's like, it's broken again.
If you don't get enough people banging on it, and it comes out, and then a million people crush it and it fails, you're in as bad a place or worse because people will have paid money for it at that point. Whereas a stress test situation, at least you're not out any money. You're just you might be upset, but you haven't paid $60.
Yeah.
So that's my argument. All right, going back. To you, Mitch.
Me. I think that Halo 5 will be announced this year for Windows 10.
What? Bold.
I think if Microsoft is really serious about PC gaming, Halo 5 comes to PC.
Interesting.
That's huge.
That would be.
I don't know necessarily about any cross-platform play or anything.
That wouldn't happen.
Regardless of any of that, like, Halo 5 is coming to PC, and I think it'll probably be next year. I think they'll give it room to breathe on Xbox and then something next year.
Interesting.
Marty? Flow me another one, my friend.
I'm floating it. Much like the Rise of the Tomb Raider announcement at
Gamescom.
There's going to be another game, a series that is traditionally known as a, all-platform series.
They're
buying it up, but I'm going to say what it is.
All right, hit me.
Given recent news, Rare is going to be working on a Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Exclusively for Xbox?
I could see that. I like that.
Yeah.
Sega is clearly getting out of the AAA business. They are getting out of the AAA business. They're still going to make games, but more mobile digital stuff.
Yeah.
I have two thoughts. One, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Two.
But BioWare made a Sonic game. It's on the table.
I take it back. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Either it's the craziest thing I've ever heard, or we need to talk about secrets that you know and aren't telling us right now.
No, it's totally.
Yeah, don't cheat the game, Marty.
Oh man, I could totally cheat the game.
I got 100% cheat the game.
No, I'm not cheating the game.
Save it for the outtake show.
Games aren't cheats.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sonic game from Rare.
Yeah.
As an Xbox exclusive.
Yep. Sonic and Friends, and one of them is Banjo. No. Just make me a Banjo game.
Please. Phil, please. You're going with that prediction every year until it happens. Yeah. You know Phil listens to the show. I just know. Keep flowing it out there, and eventually it's just osmosis. It'll seep into his brain. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Destin?
Mitch, I need some clarification from you. Smite is coming to Xbox One this year, right?
Yes.
Do you know that gigantic one that's also coming to platforms, right? Like console platforms?
I think it's PC only right now.
Okay.
Not entirely possible.
Anyway, I think when Smite launches on Xbox, it is going to be a huge property for Xbox One, and it's going to blow up. It's the first console MOBA, right?
Not ever, but on Xbox One, yes.
Yeah, I think this is going to blow up for them. I played it a little bit last weekend. It's really fun. I can easily see how it can be adopted to an Xbox One platform.
Sure.
And I think it's going to be huge for Microsoft in the way that World of Tanks is just kind of huge, but like none of us play it.
Right.
Sure, yeah.
You know? It's mainstream huge, not hardcore guy huge.
I think Smite will be even better than that and just blow up.
Brian Albert did come in here after he went and played it and said he was thoroughly impressed at how it played on Xbox One.
Smitten. He was smitten.
Too easy. Try harder.
And then they'll change the name to something better. Just kidding.
If you guys start a Smite podcast, you absolutely have to call it Smitten.
Maybe we already have a name for it.
It should be Smitten.
Yeah.
It's not Smitten.
All right. Good. That's two rounds. I like that. So, Destin, I'll go back to you right now for number three.
Last one, Titanfall 2 teased this year.
I could see that.
Yeah. I mean, it was a launch title. I think it's time to start talking about number two. I almost said number dose.
Yeah. All right. Marty?
Does it have to be Xbox specific, or can it be sort of third party stuff that would also relate to?
As long as it's on an Xbox.
It's going to be on an Xbox. Ubisoft always has, they tend to like have a big game that they reveal at E3 that's not the, like, hey, we expect an AC and a Far Cry game.
Watch Dogs, Division.
Yeah, exactly.
Rainbow Six.
I think this year it's going to be a Prince of Persia game.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I would like to see that happen.
Yeah, well, it's sure not going to be Beyond Good and Evil.
Sands of Time. I know it's so old now, but that game was so good.
It's
when they
still phenomenal.
So
it's,
good.
Yeah. It holds up really well. I replayed it recently.
Yeah. And even like the one where you can't die with like the
2008.
Prince of Persia.
Yeah,
that one's great.
You and I have been making this prediction like 3 years in a row.
Yep.
The year.
Yeah.
Mitch? If that's not right, you can rewind time and just go back and change
what happened.
I had a couple that I was sitting on, and now they have both just left.
All right, I'll go next.
Come back to me.
All right. I think I've mentioned this before, because we've definitely brought it up, but I'm saying Xbox One Slim version will launch in the fall in a Halo 5 bundle.
Ooh.
Oh.
That is my prediction. Number.
That's about the same timeline as when they announced the Slim for Xbox 360.
The first Slim came out right at E3 during the summer. They announced it, and then we're like, okay, it's out next week. Go get
it. How many years was that in?
That was 2010.
Okay.
So, which was 5 years, four and a half years into the cycle at that point. But that history, that doesn't apply anymore.
There's a little more pressure
Absolutely.
To make a smaller console this generation.
Yeah. For sure. Mitch, you got anything?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out my angle here, but the general prediction is that there will be a game announced for probably multiple platforms, but I think a game will come to Xbox One. I don't know if it'll come this year. I think we will see an announcement for a game coming to Xbox One from Riot Games. I think that Riot will announce, whether it's a League of Legends game, whether it's a new IP, I think Riot will announce a game that is also coming to consoles.
The game will release this year, or the announcement?
The announcement.
Just happening.
I don't think Riot will release a new game this year, but
they would
need
a few years to.
Yeah, and I mean they've prototyped a bunch of stuff before and talked very loosely about it, but I mean, I think that they have to be looking at the rapid rise of consoles right now, like how fast the new machines are selling, and they have to see a market there.
They like money.
Yeah, I mean, they have more than they know what to do with.
Let's make a console game. Yeah. We got money coming out of our orifices.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be developing for PC primarily, but whatever they're doing next, I think, could very feasibly come to Xbox One.
Good stuff. All right. Shane Bailey and anyone else who wants to keep track, mark it down. We'll see how we did in about a year's time.
Yeah.
If you've got a prediction, by the way, we'll solicit them. We'll read the best ones next week.
We'll do it like a little mailbag. Unlocked@IGN.com. That's our email address. Mailbag. Email that. Send it. Subject line, predictions.
Excellent. All right. We'll be right back with the news.
IGN's number one Xbox podcast. The podcast Unlocked presents the news.
All right, let's do the news. There's, God, but you the
that was a weird
you never hear it because it's just edited. But
look forward
goodness.
To the 2015 episode. Yeah.
Was that recorded?
Explicit version.
Not the edit.
You
not
started. You started screaming, so he started.
Yeah, I was like, record. Marty's going on a rant. All right. Sony Online Entertainment, gentlemen.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They make MMOs and things that aren't Xbox products because, well, the answer's in the name, Sony. Sony Online Entertainment. No longer owned by Sony.
Yeah, Sony sold them off.
Now, I did not
see
that
press
coming.
Release. I'm like, no way, this is real. Delete.
It was sold to a company called Columbus Nova.
Yeah,
is that a space corporation?
Yeah, right.
It sounds like a mobile game developer or something. You know?
So sounds like some evil magnate's money laundering company.
Yeah, it's how Lex Luthor gets by the taxman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Sony Online Entertainment was sold to Columbus Nova and rebranded as Daybreak Game Company. So does this mean PlanetSide 2, DCUO, EverQuest Next for Xbox One?
Yes to EverQuest Next, no to the other two.
No, Xbox would want PlanetSide. I mean, if they're going to fight for something.
So here's what the press release says. Mitch, read the quote from the press release.
The press release says, quote, with the completion of the transaction, SOE will now operate as an independent game development studio and will continue to focus on creating quality online games, providing excellent service to its extensive player base, while centering on its untapped potential as a multi-platform online gaming company.
What? What was that last part?
Multi-platform online gaming company.
Multi-platform.
Multi-platform online gaming company.
What is happening? Are we in a time loop?
It means PlanetSide 2, DC Universe Online, and EverQuest Next are almost certainly coming to Xbox One.
Kind of explains the PlanetSide 2 holdups.
Because these deals don't happen overnight.
Yeah.
You're right. They later clarified in a community forum post, and they said, yes, that means PlayStation and Xbox, mobile, and more.
Sorry, Wii U.
SOE President John Smedley, who's been there forever, tweeted, can't wait to make Xbox One games. So,
wow.
No reading between the lines necessary. Yeah. It's been spelled out for you.
Hope you guys are excited for H1Z1 coming to Xbox.
I'm excited for the Hizzy. That game's
people
Hizzy?
Seem to really like that.
Yeah.
H1Z1s.
All right.
Remember when you used to like Rusts?
Used to. We
but this is
again.
I mean, this is fantastic news because PlanetSide 2 I think would kill on Xbox One.
Yeah. That's just a great game. That'll do
great
well
game.
On
it's
any console.
It's a massively multiplayer online first person shooter.
Yeah, it's Halo the MMO.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's Destiny.
Halo MMO.
Except it's fun.
And EverQuest Next actually it looks promising. We haven't really they unveiled it and it looked incredible.
And that tech and like now, they showed of building your world.
Landmark.
Yeah,
and now all they'll show is Landmark, but there is a game in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And if it's anywhere what the debut thing looked like, that's going to be cool.
Yeah. Right? And, you know, Xbox could definitely use a big fantasy kind of thing.
Yeah, or just MMOs in general. I mean,
but Fable.
Fable.
So it's good news.
Yeah.
I am happy to hear this. I mean, I would expect, I don't know, it's going to take... It would take months to get any of this over to Xbox One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, Destin. I think PlanetSide would probably be the first priority if I were them, if I were Daybreak or if I were Columbus Nova.
I feel like if I was Xbox or Microsoft, I would be like, PlanetSide, we want that.
Yeah,
I would be targeting EverQuest Next so hard.
Is that out for any console yet?
No, not at all.
Oh, man, if they could snag that, that'd be huge.
Well, just not as an even, you're just talking about as a simultaneous.
Simultaneous.
I'm sure it'll come, but Microsoft, like that, there's a lot of potential in a fantasy MMO from SOE.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good news. So more good games coming to Xbox platforms. Yeah. That's always good news.
Heck yeah.
All right. Ah, this one warmed my heart. Any of you guys play Condemned?
Yep.
Love that series.
Yeah.
Good. See, Spookies. Now, you may not have watched the Super Bowl, but we're on the same page with Condemned. Man, the original, I still think, the best Xbox 360 launch games were Call of Duty 2, mm-hmm. Project Gotham Racing 3, and Condemned. I think
Cameo.
Those were... I liked Cameo. I actually didn't play it.
Was Condemned launch, or was it like the
second?
It
was a day one launch title.
Yeah, that was launch.
Really?
Yeah,
it was a launch title.
Jeez.
God, that game was... Yeah, I remember I didn't buy it at launch, but I downloaded back when you could download demos for everything, downloading that demo, and I was like, this is the scariest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. So that game, so terrifying to me and unnerving. I actually had to have my buddy Brian come over. When I got towards the end of the game, there's a... God, you have to go... The barn, like towards the second. I was just like, Brian, I need you to come over and hang out.
It's not real, Ryan.
My moral
support. It's okay.
Because I played most of the game by myself in the dark, which is how you're supposed to do it. But I was just, it was so, oh my God.
Yeah.
The mannequins.
Yeah, the mannequins, seriously.
They doubled up on the mannequins in Condemned 2, and it still worked.
Yeah. It still worked.
Remember that bear?
The bear was like the most like uncondemned thing I've ever seen, but it was still
super,
awesome.
Super great. When you like trying to get through like the hole in the wall and the bear's just wrecking everything. Like, why are you so big and so angry?
I guess I should get to the point of the story, by the way, which is...
Condemned, good game.
So I thought Condemned was owned by either Sega or Monolith, and Monolith is now owned by WB. But it turns out Jace Hall, who is one of the original co-founders of Monolith and a co-creator of Condemned itself, of the IP, he got his hands on it.
He owns the IP.
Oh, wow. So he came out, he made a Facebook post this week that said, hey, I kind of love to see this come back. If you're an indie studio, send me a pitch. You know, I'd like to put this in the hands of an indie and let them run with it. So... given that I'm a big Condemned fan and I had a connection here to Jace, who put me in touch with him, he was very nice and he answered a whole bunch of questions for me, which are on IGN.com right now. And he said, he would completely step out of the way. He would meet with whoever's pitch he accepts. He'll then completely step out of the way. He won't lord over them and say, you got to do this or you got to do this. Mm-hmm. He won't dictate. He said, maybe that somebody will make a prequel. Maybe somebody would just start with a mobile game. Maybe I'll have two people. Maybe one team makes a mobile game and one person makes Condemned 3. He just wants a good game, and he owns it. He gets to make those decisions. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really cool. I said, well, what about Kickstarter? And he's like, if they want to, or if they want to find a traditional publisher, they can do that too. So he's really leaving the door open for a quality, potentially high-quality Condemned game that just depends on...
Because I have an instant answer.
Go. The guys who made Outlast, I would want them to do it.
Red Barrels is a really good answer.
Yeah.
Mine is Starbreeze.
Oh, man. That's really good.
Yeah. You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Starbreeze today? Or
because a lot of those guys have. Are machine games.
I mean, some of them left for Overkill, right? There's the Overkill guys.
So Overkill is Starbreeze. Like, it is a subsidiary. They work in the same building.
Okay, that I didn't know.
Yeah. But yeah, Overkill would be great.
I like that.
Guys, like the guys who did Syndicate.
And Riddick.
Yep.
I mean, granted, some of the core Riddick team is now at Tango. But
there's enough of those people there.
Not Tango. Machine Games.
Yeah. I mean, I think the philosophy of that studio is still there. Like, their design philosophies still remain.
Very narrative.
Yes.
Yeah. I just say Red Barrels because they have experience with a horror genre and, like, the scary...
Yeah.
First person and having the atmospheric and working a relatively small team to make something that's super gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, this would be really cool.
That's exciting.
And I did, by the way, float, like, well, you know, even though we talk about how we're sick of remasters all the time, it's like, well, they make money and they seem to be fairly cheap. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, so I just asked him about that. And he said, well, unfortunately, with the first two games, you'd have to go through those publishers. So it's pretty damn unlikely.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm looking towards the future. You know, whatever, whether that's, you know, a prequel or a Condemned 3.
Yeah.
He's looking for a new game. So,
yeah,
I think this is awesome.
I really like that world, despite literally remembering nothing from the story. Like, I don't remember who I was or really what it was about.
You remember the freaking abandoned elementary school, though, don't you?
Remember walking under that awning and seeing that like body with the no head, just like kneeled down and tied up.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I want to.
Oh God.
They should get it back at WB, and they should put the Nemesis system in it, and it should just be bears. And, like, if a bear eats you, that bear moves up the bear chain, and that becomes like the great Baloo of the bears that go through walls.
Yeah. They have to fight the museum knights.
That's my pitch. Yeah. I'm gonna talk to Jace.
Perfect.
So if you are an indie developer that listens to our show and you have a cool idea for a Condemned game, check out the story on IGN, which has Jace's contact info in it, or look him up on Twitter and pitch him a damn game, and you might actually get to make it.
You hear that, Jonathan Blow?
I'm sure he's a regular listener.
Or he and Phil Spencer. Phil Spencer
does listen to the show. He could call Jace Hall. Well, you know, Phil does talk about it. It's funny, we're joking, but Phil talks about wanting to fill gaps in the portfolio, right?
Like, Xbox, that's what Rise really of the have horror.
Well, that's what Rise of the Tomb Raider. That's why he's one reason why he cited that he went and got it.
Yeah.
They don't have a horror game.
Yeah.
That's good.
Sony's got
Star Wars did Riddick exclusively.
What's the slasher game that
the Cabin in the Woods game?
Yeah, Until Dawn.
That's it.
That's it. Thank you. So Phil, maybe you call up Jace and sounds like he's willing to make a decent deal.
Yeah, or Grab by the Ghoulies too.
That's another option.
Stubbs the Zombie rebooted.
I would totally play. I would too.
Rebooted. It could be like only I game the logo like
only
just
non-Halo game to ever use the Halo engine. Fun fact.
Yep.
Wow.
I think I've said that before.
Yep.
Because that's like the.
What about Brute Force didn't use it?
No.
No.
That was
stupid, Marty.
Damn it, Marty.
Get out of
here. All right, let's move on. Who's a Netflix fiend here?
I just marathoned like a season and a half of Mad Men, moved on to House of Cards again, rewatching that.
Oh, House of Cards.
Really, Marty, tell me about what Netflix is babbling on about.
One of the big things coming out of CES in Vegas about a month ago was Netflix saying that they're going to start offering 4K streaming services. 4K is just like the super duper HD.
It's like 3820 by whatever, whatever.
It's like it's stupid insane. My big thing about that was like, well, yeah, that's cool, but like bandwidths across America won't be able to handle that. Like,
I can see the pores on Robert De Niro's face.
Exactly. There was a.
Are my eyeballs even 4K?
Right. Seriously, mine aren't. Yusuf Mendy was talking to Netflix, talking to Forbes about. Was it his?
Yeah, I went and looked this up. This kind of made the rounds, including on IGN, but Yusuf address this with Forbes at the Xbox One reveal event a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, and said that the console is already capable of outputting
it's like
for
4K
that.
4K ready?
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
and so is the PS4.
So just rolling back, Netflix predicted that by the end of the year we'll have Xbox One and PS4 4K ready.
Right. And they specifically said a hardware rev, but that's not even necessary.
I mean, for Xbox One, I don't know about for PS4.
I think they're ready to go too. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's anything in the HDMI spec that would need to change.
I think it's the cable just needs to be able to take the signal from the console. Yeah.
But this is sort of a weird non-story.
Yeah. Also, no one's going to have 4K TVs for a while.
They're
not going to be ubiquitous until.
I'm not buying one for a long time.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else this week? Oh, yeah, real quick. GTA 4.
5.
Four did well too.
We were waiting for it. I was like, "Whoa, nope."
There's not a. It's those Roman numerals again.
GTAV.
Yes. 45 million copies shipped across all platforms, including 10 million of those on Xbox One and PS4.
That's a lot of copies.
And it still hasn't even come out on PC yet, so it's going to hit 50.
Oh god, I can't wait for PC.
The mods.
Yeah. No.
I just want to say, to this, I think well deserved. We see, a lot of times we'll rant about either bad movies or games that make tons of money, and we're like, oh god, why can't this cool, awesome, critically acclaimed thing make money?
Yeah.
But I just think GTA 5 for me is one of the best games of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, top to bottom, back to front. So
yeah, they just treated it right too. I mean, when they brought it back on next gen, they added all of these new features that were not cheap. Like
first person mode for the whole damn thing.
New features. It wasn't just like this hack job, easy HD upgrade. Like, they changed a lot.
The crazy moments you can experience just sitting at a traffic light and watching the whole world around you do something.
That's exactly it's the little details in that game are you take them for granted when you play the game, but really if you play any other open world game, they're not there.
Yeah,
and it's so difficult. I mean, it's so expensive to pull that stuff off. I know I've cited the example I always like to give is. And I'm lucky enough, I got to cover the game leading up to launch. I'd seen it. I was very familiar with it. But I'm playing the game at home just for fun because I didn't review it. And I'm in Vinewood, and I see a, tour bus thing, a shuttle. I get on the shuttle, and it's a guided tour of the star's homes, complete with
narration.
This voiceover from this, funny woman. and we're just driving on, and I'm just sitting, and it was like 20 minutes where I just put the controller down, and it just took, and I was like, and that's, there are no missions regarding that. There's, it's just, you would never,
.0001% of players who actually found that. Yeah.
And those are the kind of features that get cut in every other game because of either time or budget or both. But in Rockstar, they have unlimited money and unlimited time virtually. And not to mention, you know, world-class talent. So it's like, that's the kind of game we get. Mm-hmm. That's what's so great. And, man, I mean, five clowns, four so hard. I can't wait to see what they do with six in, like, 5 years from now.
Yeah. Yep.
But, man, so good. So congrats to Rockstar and GTA 5, everybody that worked on that game. So good. Lastly, Destin, you've been playing some Dying Light.
Yeah, I played a little bit. This story makes me really happy. 1.2 million people have played the game already, played Dying Light. And, you know, we're all really happy for Techland. And just seeing people on Twitter really enjoy this game makes me really happy because, like, having played it at a lot of events, I'm like, I feel like there's something here, and it's nice to see that people are enjoying the experience.
Yeah. Have you guys had a chance to play it yet?
Yeah, I have. Colin and I talked about this a couple days ago on Beyond, saying how this sort of reminded us of Wolfenstein in terms of a game that we weren't super hot on going in. Like, it wasn't on my radar. Mm-hmm. I didn't really cover it at a lot of events, and then it just comes out, and you're like, oh, this is like, this is good, this is fun, and it came out at a right time. Like, Wolfenstein came out at the right time.
That's true.
If Dying Light would have came out in October, I think it would have got buried by everything. Or if it even came out, like, a month or two later once, you know, the big
Witcher,
games of
Evolve,
spring.
Battlefield. Yeah.
People are just looking for stuff to play right now. You know, they're kind of ready to move on from their Christmas titles.
Just what I like about Dying Light is it's different. It's not just your average run-of-the-mill shooter that, you know, the masses tend to buy and then ignore things like this. So I'm just glad it got some recognition that it's, you know, it's got enough new to it where, you know, it's got the free running stuff. It's got the cool
day night sort of push pull.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's got, I mean, item crafting, and there are sort of role playing elements with a lot of you're interacting with a lot of characters where there's enough. It's very deep game. I mean, it's like, I think our reviewer said it's like 30 or 40 hours.
Too.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, yeah, I'm very happy for Techland.
What is 1.2 million people played it?
So that's my concern. That's what I was waiting for. Is
it probably
every story I saw said 1.2 million people have played. How many of that is pirate? How many copies are pirated?
Yeah. I mean, is that what they're going? Like,
I can't imagine. There's
a weird phrase.
They probably don't have great sales numbers.
But
so
what does that mean? Played? Yeah. Like, what? I mean, who?
Well, considering there's no public demo, I would hope that just means
demo?
1.2 million across. It's probably not 1.2 million sold. That's probably profiles signed into the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so like if you've got two or three people in a house that have all signed in and played it, but this should still hopefully mean, even if you shave,
let's say
25%.
Half.
All right, you want to go half? If that's still,
I mean,
it means the game's
half,
off
still
to
a not bad number.
Yeah,
it's off to a great start if it's sold already over half a million copies across the platforms.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
I hope it does better than that.
Oh, but it's only been out for a few days, so that's a great start. Word of mouth should help that game.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I played it like a week ago before it was out. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So check out Dying Light if you haven't already. Again, I've been saying this forever, ever since I first saw it. It's, and it turns out I was not giving the game enough credit when I say it's Left 4 Dead meets Mirror's Edge. There's even way more to it than that as well. So take a look at it. Mitch?
Yes, sir?
What can we spend some money on this week?
Nothing at retail, but Game of Thrones Episode 2, The Lost Lords, is available. $5, or if you have the season pass, it's just ready to go.
Any of you guys reviewed that? Those? No, Dan did. Did you find the lords yet?
Not yet. They're lost.
Yeah.
So I thought I was not super impressed with this episode.
I'm with you. Neither was Dan.
I don't want to say I didn't like it, but I was kind
of... We're not going to spoil it.
Okay.
It was fine.
It
retreaded a lot of the same ground. Yeah, it was like
it just happened.
It was spinning its wheels. It wasn't really moving anything along.
It felt like a setup episode to me.
And the first one did too. And it felt
like the first one had a sweet payoff.
Of course. And I think that we will get payoff.
Oh, we will.
For the stuff that happened
in
this episode, but it's just not as dramatic. You know?
Yeah, so kind of like the show, a lot of stuff happened in the first one. We were introduced to a lot of characters. I'm guessing that episode two is kind of like the fallout from what happened in episode one.
Well, and you're still meeting people.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You're still. So I think 3, 4, 5. I think we're gonna see a lot of this stuff pay off.
Mm-hmm.
But it just the episode as a single thing, I was like, okay.
Yeah. They do that with the show sometimes too, though. You kind of have episodes
with
where not a ton happens.
Yeah.
They're just building up to that dramatic
moment. I mean, that's how you make it's like tension and release, right?
Yep,
like you
exactly.
build it, and then if it's just all payoff all the time, it stops becoming interesting.
And honestly, a lot of the Telltale series in the past have, for me, 1, 3, 5 are the biggies.
Yeah.
In Walking Dead and Wolf, that's to me the one, episodes 1, 3, and 5 are the ones that hit hard.
All right.
Not number 4, huh? Classic.
Quickly, Mitch. We're running out of time.
All right, let's get through this. Life is Strange, episode 1, is available for $5, or you can get the season pass for $20. I reviewed the first episode. It's really good. It has a lot of writing and VO problems, which I found really significant. I hope they fix that going forward. Check out my review on IGN. Unmechanical Extended is available on Xbox One for $10. I have no idea what that is.
It just sounds like two words.
Risk is on Xbox One for $15.
Board games.
Which seems too expensive for that game.
It's less than a board game, Mitch.
That's true. Forza Horizon 2's Top Gear car pack has 6 cars for $5, or it's free if you have the car pass.
It's less than a dollar a car.
Thanks, Destin.
Math!
The Battlefield Hardline beta is underway, so you can download that right now, and it goes through February 8th. The Games with Gold game for February is iDarb for
Great
Xbox
game.
One. I reviewed it. Check out my review. Brian Malkowitz cut a really funny video review.
Oh, I need to watch that.
One of the best Xbox 360 games around, Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons, is available for free
Speaking
to Gold
of
members. Yeah. Until February 15th.
I feel like that's been free before.
It has not.
Has not. Sniper Elite V2 is available on Xbox 360 for free for Gold members.
Congrats,
on February
snipers.
15th
in the second half
through
of the, month,
the
yeah.
end of the month.
Good stuff. All right, let's skip right to Unlock Block Trivia.
Let's party.
Let's partay.
Woo! Unlock Block. Can you take on the challenge?
Yeah! Brandon. Aluka-luka-luka.
Yeah. I don't even know how to say that gamer tag.
I nailed it. Aluka-luka-luka.
We'll go with that.
E-L-E-U-K-U.
Brandon wins a copy of some game, probably an Assassin's Creed game, since all you guys were kind enough to donate your extras from your holiday bundles, for sending in this question, trying to stump you all with.
Oh, man.
Games with Gold began in June of 2013. What was the first game given for free as part of the program? Was it Assassin's Creed 2, Dead Rising 2, Halo 3, or Fable 3?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, yes, it is.
These have all been part
of it. For some reason, as soon as I saw that question, I thought AC2. Even without looking at the answers. So I'm going to go with AC2.
That's my answer, too. I don't remember Dead Rising 2. I think that came much later. Fable 3, I don't remember ever happening. But I remember Halo 3 specifically. People were really mad because it took so long to become free.
Okay.
Yeah, so AC2 as well.
Destin.
Jeez. I feel like when they announced this program, they would have went with like Halo. But I feel like that came later. I'm going to go with Fable 3.
I was afraid nobody was going to win this week. Destin, you have won.
Yeah.
It was Fable 3.
Because I remember they announced it,
Shocker.
And we talked about it on the show, and we were all like, oh, why do you launch with
were
that?
Were any of us on the show in June 2013? Was I on the show? I don't even think I was on the show.
Were not,
I don't know.
I don't think by then.
Maybe I listened to it. I don't know.
Well, excellent job, Destin. You have won, and so has Brandon. He gets a free video
You're
game.
You're all winners, except for Marty and Mitch. We're losers.
If you want to win a free game, send your Xbox-related trivia question to unlocked@ign.com. Include 4 multiple-choice answers, as well as your gamer tag, if you would like to make some new friends who are fellow listeners. Plugging stuff. IGN First is underway.
Yeah,
it's a PS4 game, but it's a great PS4
That's
game
cool
if you
one.
Happen to be a multi-platform gamer. Bloodborne. Marty,
yeah,
went
Bloodborne,
to Japan.
It's the From Software sort of spiritual successor to Demon's Souls and the Dark Souls series. So if you have an Xbox, you probably should have played Dark Souls, which are really good. I went there with Caleb and Zach, two of our awesome video guys. We got an incredible lineup of stuff.
Yeah.
All through February.
Be fun.
Opening 18 minutes of the game, hands-on impressions, all sorts of cool videos and docs going up the rest of the month. So
nice.
Check it out.
Good stuff. Mitch?
Check out my Life is Strange review. I am working on...
That's an episodic adventure game that's available on Xbox.
Yeah.
I have stuff in the pipes, but we can't talk about a couple of them. Subscribe to youtube.com/IGN Arena. That's our MOBA and esports podcast.
Good
that's
stuff. It. Destin?
Thanks for listening to me here, but also I host or co-host Fireteam Chat, which somehow is the number one video game podcast
still,
on
iTunes. I checked yesterday.
Still.
Yeah, that's
it's
awesome.
Been there for like
man.
3 days.
Congrats,
so mate. Thank you everybody for the support on that. And you
I'm
can
like the Bill Belichick of podcasting. All of my disciples go off and become successful head podcasters
that
elsewhere.
That's really weird.
That's great. See, another Super Bowl reference.
Not bad.
Pretty soon you're all going to leave me. That's what's going to happen.
Aww. Never.
It's all right. I love you guys for who you are. I want you to go to become successful.
Right. Thank you, Office Dad.
I love you, Kasun. All right. at McBiggity, yeah. 2 G's, 2 T's, at Mitchie D, at DMC underscore Ryan, at Destin Legary. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Most of you get the show on iTunes. Search Podcast Unlocked. Click subscribe. Makes it nice and easy. We're full video episodes every week, simultaneous, so come to IGN.com or YouTube for the video version. For Marty, Mitch, and Destin, I'm Ryan. This was Podcast Unlocked, Palindromatic, episode number 181. Countdown to episode 200 is on. Got another guest in the bag. We're moving along.
I don't know about this.
A kitty with a vacuum. Along. Oh, my God. We should totally get a cat and put a vacuum on it. Never mind. Guys, we should do this opposite.
All right. We'll do that later. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Pay your taxes.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.